Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us today. It is the 27th day of May, 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We have the individual who prosecuted Charlie Manson and many other famous mass murderers and criminals. He has written a book exposing the fact that we have a criminal presidency, and he will be joining us coming up in the third hour today. Vincent Bugliosi. We also have Joe Rogan coming on, and that's going to be in the second hour of the radio show today as well. So you will definitely want to stay tuned throughout the broadcast. A lot of other important news I have here in front of me. Spooks promise terror attack for new president. They like to have inaugural bombings to pose as saviors, and spooks are promising and telegraphing to the public that our government, the criminals that own and run us, will be staging terror attacks for whoever comes in. McCain, Hillary, it doesn't matter, Barack Obama. Fox commentator apologizes for Osama and then switching to Obama comment. She said Osama, and then she said Obama. And then she said assassination, as if she Freudian slipped both of those. And if you believe that, I got a bridge I'll be happy to sell you. Also, Jim Tucker, Bilderberg ruse exposed. More details on their ruse, trying to plant this info. And that's what I thought it was here on air a few weeks ago when it was reported by different publications that they had already met in Greece. That'd be the first time in 35 years that we missed the boat on exposing them. In the nanny state category, every adult in Britain should be forced to carry carbon ration cards, says members of parliament. Government set to pass laws on that. Health and safety zealots tell youngster her 2-foot paddling pool needs a lifeguard. Tiny baby pools need lifeguards. You'll be arrested if you don't have them. This is the nanny state. Total micromanagement, total control. Schools revolt over under fives curriculum as federal government from England to the United States micromanages every way the children are educated. Tories plan boot camps for jobless. That's right. In England, you'll go to labor camps if you don't have a job for 3 months. We told you that was coming back. It's going to happen here in the U.S. as well. Corporations steal billions from United Nations climate change programs. Also, the FBI is recruiting tattletale squads all over the nation, but they say you only get money if you, quote, report, and that results in a conviction. And so people are saying this will have an incentive for these informants to be provocateurs. Well, that's the whole point. Also, teachers vote out of class an autistic child. They have the students, kind of in a Soviet-style groupthink, vote him out of the class, saying, we don't like you, as he cried and was kicked out. Then the school district looked at criminal charges for, quote, emotional abuse, which there shouldn't be criminal charges for that, see how what they did was wrong, and then, quote, their solution is wrong. This is the total control grid. Big propaganda piece on the cover of Time magazine, how safe are vaccines, putting out more disinfo, more lies, more deception. That's why the mainstream media's circulation is plunging, credibility is plunging. Do they try to put a tourniquet around it and tell the truth? No, they just increase the bleeding. Good. Continue your lying. And this article says that those of us that don't vaccinate and vaccinate our children endanger everyone else. Hey, punks, if you've taken the vaccine, it doesn't affect you, right? If the vaccine really was protecting you, then why should we take it? And if you're protected, why does it matter what we do? But, of course, that's not really the case. It's the vaccines that are spreading most of these diseases, and that's been proven. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joe Rogan joining us in about 52 minutes from now, then Vincent Bugliosi, and then we also have Charles Carlson joining us on The Economy. So three big guests for you today. Joe Rogan next hour, of course, has been the host of shows like Fear Factor, The Man Show on Comedy Central. He currently has a TV show on ABC. He, of course, started out in news radio, one of the stars of that, running from 95 to 99 with Mr. Hartman and a lot of other people. And I'm good friends with Joe, known him for, I guess, about 9 years now. And he's going to be coming on to talk about a host of interesting issues coming up next hour. And, yes, his views about 9/11 have changed. I had Joe on. I did like 9 hours of broadcast on 9/11, 2001, and he agreed on air that the government does stage events and does a lot of bad things, but he just couldn't believe almost 7 years ago that they had done it, and now Joe has changed his mind about that, has different views on that, so we'll have Joe joining us to cover that as well. And we will be talking to Vincent Bugliosi, who really needs no introduction in his own right. He is an American author and best known for prosecuting Charles Manson and other defendants accused of the Tate murders. And he has come out with a new book basically documenting how the president and his cabinet are a bunch of war criminals and need to be arrested. The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder is the name of an article he's written, and a new book that is out by the same name. So that is coming up in the third hour of this global transmission. Also, I had quite a brainstorm on Sunday concerning the police state in this country and the psychology of police, the military, how they're being brainwashed. And I wrote about 5 pages of notes here. And I don't know if I'm going to have time to get into this today or if I'll cover this tomorrow. The problem is we always have so many great guests and callers and other news I'm covering. I don't normally even get to some of the thoughts I've had, but I mean, each line here, and there's 5 pages of these, each line that I wrote is just the header on a larger, complex, detailed thought. And I have these brainstorms of understanding, and most of it's common sense, but how it's connected to other areas of human society and development and where we're going. And it's very frustrating to be able to have a complex thought that encompasses tens of thousands of interlocking thoughts and veritas, truth, and then to try to articulate it. It's one of the reasons I end up just blowing up and screaming on air so often. But here are some of the notes I have written. They are really doing it. How to protect innocence. And under they are really doing it, oil, family, borders, jobs, cloning, GMO, water, air, global tax, the fish populations collapsing, databases on the whole public, state police, terror. Each one of those words is a giant thought and hundreds of supporting facts. Police state 1 and 2, not just this weekend watching some clips from films I made 8, 9, 10 years ago, but reading the comments by the police and military, identifying themselves as police and military, and you can go to their YouTube pages and link through to their MySpace accounts, they are police and military, openly laughing, saying they can't wait to engage us. That freaked me out pretty bad because, you know, I say they're coming for us, they're building camps, but when you go to Marines and state police websites, when you go to their Army troopers' websites, when you go to these guys, and you realize that they've now been brainwashed, that we're the enemy. I mean, to say it intellectually is one thing, but to go and spend hours, 2 or 3 hours, I guess Saturday and Sunday night, was it Saturday night I first started reading the YouTube comments? So I found all these law enforcement clips where there were SWAT teams killing people and SWAT teams gunning somebody, running down and running up to the truck and shooting the guy in the head with a shotgun after he'd been shot scores of times, and to see cops in there celebrating and getting off on it. In different manhood rituals, and to read them going in where we had the Army, you know, video of the Army pulling people over and searching them and saying, hey, it's post-9/11 world. We'll do whatever we have to protect you, liberal. And then the video, you watch the video, and it clearly explains it was 1998. It clearly explains it's Bill Clinton at the time. We clearly explained that this would be set up in the future. It was a secret program, totally illegal at the time, and to see the military in there going, hey, Posse Comitatus has been overturned. If you don't like it, so what? You are traitors. We will put you in camps. You know, just how they lie and deceive themselves, and how they would deny this was going on 10 years ago, and now it's all admitted, and they say, yeah, it's good, and we're going to kill you. And then you track back. I printed hundreds of pages of YouTube comments. I've got them all here, but how do you cover it all? I can read 10 times, 15, 20 times quicker than I can talk. There's something about being on radio, trying to form my thoughts, reduces my cognitive intellect, you know, to the point of being able to articulate to you the bigger battle picture. I mean, we're in a lot of trouble, folks. They have got bred to war, bred to death, shaved heads, death chants, as our police now. And they see us as the complete enemy. They have taken millions of troops into Iraq, taken them back out, and other commando operations in Latin America, Southeast Asia, Africa, mercenary armies, ready to eat their guts and ask for seconds, and they are now among us. In a paramilitary guild, a brotherhood of death. And, I mean, my God, it's even worse. It's like you can't make this stuff up in your own mind. The archetypal thug, mindless, evil, filled with avarice towards fellow humans. You have to go read their comments and go to their MySpaces and take their handles and Google their handles and find out their other comments. And to go into law enforcement blogs where they're talking about wanting to shotgun us in the face and kill us. And oh, my God. And you want to be friends with them. You want to think good of them. You want to turn this around. I understand that attacking them and exposing their sick death cult only compacts them psychologically deeper into their gang mentality. No way out is the term that comes to mind. I just see where this is going, and my God, it's the ruination of us all. And then you see the young people clamoring in support. Yeah, I just joined the Marines. Or, yeah, I've been in the Marines 5 years, and I'm getting out, and I'm in Texas, and I'm now taking classes for law enforcement. Within a year, I'll be on the streets. I want to join the state troopers in Texas. Whatever it takes to stop crime, hoorah, we need to use the military on the people. This Alex Jones, a traitor. I'd like to get my hands on him. Don't worry, you probably will someday. This body will fail. I will individually fail, but the species, hopefully through my efforts and others, will not fail. Hopefully our species won't be governed by lesser, brutish, mindless, vicious aberrations. And hopefully true warriors will somehow be able to wrest control of the development of the species and direct it back into beauty and honor and creativity and decency. And true warriors who understand restraint will become guardians of the people and guardians of the family and innocence. Look, I've been 14, 15, 16, 17 years old, and by then I grew out of it. I've had the dark visions of young manhood, the surges of adrenaline in the mind, the violent delusions that all young males start having at about age 10, some or younger. But I grew out of it. Those tectonic, volcanic, male imprints and instincts are meant for you to contest and fight when you're young to become stronger. But after you've been through hardship, and after you've seen, violence is there to protect the innocent. Violence is in you to protect your women and children. Violence is not there to run around like a bully inside the tribe, feeding on people and pushing weaker people around. Violence is in you to defend your people when they are under attack. It is in you so that you selflessly go out and defend the species, not attack your own species. I've just had enough of you. God, I've got stacks of news and information here. I just start reading these notes. I mean, I just read two lines out of it, page after page of thoughts that I want to cover. And I can't write fast enough for the thoughts as they pour out of my mind. And then I think about how I am not worthy. I mean, I don't have some sterling view of myself. I realize what I am and who I am. Then I think about how we need people to get involved who are smart. Why is it left to me? We need people to get in touch with their true soul. We don't need to let this happen. This doesn't have to happen. We don't have to let evil win. We don't have to let corruption and despotism spread. I mean, all that evil tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing. And so many of you are doing nothing. We'll be back.
Do you ever suffer from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that every problem our nation is facing can be traced back to the Council on Foreign Relations and the Order of Skull and Bones, which President Bush is a member? The Council on Foreign Relations is a Marxist organization that gained control of our State Department at the invitation of President Roosevelt during the 1930s. They've had 70 years to radicalize our nation, preparing it for the New World Order. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to receive your call for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I want to get into global climate taxes and what life is going to be like under the system in the next few years after the break. Very important. But right now I'm going to spend a few minutes on Fox, Hillary, the rest of it. We know that Fox and that establishment, Roger Ailes, Rush Limbaugh, Rupert Murdoch, for at least almost 6 years now, have been funding, financing, secretly advising, giving her money, having secret fundraisers with billionaires and others in attendance. They're behind Hillary Clinton. And that's why we've had Newt Gingrich and others say 2 years ago that it would be her, and then in fact, he said this almost 2 years ago before anybody heard of Barack Obama, that it would be Hillary as president, Barack Obama under her. Now, that could still be the ruse, But the way it's developing, it looks like the rarity has happened. I'm always pleased when this happens because we're rarely wrong. But it looks like that it may be Barack Obama. But we are seeing unusual, kind of insane levels of threats, and I'm trying to figure out the PSYOP, and I really can't see the angle, except just open mafia threats at each other, and we know there are different power structures, and it does appear that at least at some levels, the Zbigniew Brzezinski faction does represent more of a European-styled Rothschild centric or pure view. I mean, they're all interlocking, so it's hard to separate them. And that the Kissinger group is more a neocon accelerated type program, which a lot of globalists believe has endangered their program and set it back many years. But that could also be a ruse. But again, I get into the complexities here. The point is, this is Twilight Zone, Outer Limits. Everything's getting crazier and crazier. We have Hillary telling an editorial board of a major newspaper that, well, I shouldn't drop out. I mean, we've had people get killed. RFK got killed at the Ambassador Hotel in 68 in mid-June when he'd cinched up the nomination. So I'm not going to drop out because Obama could be killed. Amazing. Meaning that to get out. That's not even a veiled threat. That's like when one of the top global architects when it comes to Homeland Security, Gary Hart, writes a letter to Ahmed Inajid. He point blank said, our government stages terror attacks. Don't think we won't stage one and attack you. You better do as we say. Then we went and interviewed him, and he admitted, yeah, that's what I meant. I mean, they don't even veil this stuff now. How could anyone be in denial? I mean, she basically said, we may kill Barack Obama. Now, is that meant to make him even more superstar and make him even more cult icon and look even more anti-establishment? Because I know he's not anti-establishment. I know he's very dangerous, very slick, has some very I mean, I'm actually, the more I look at him, he's kind of that dark horse out of, and I don't mean that as a pun. We always call somebody who comes out of nowhere a dark horse. New York Times will probably say I meant that as a racist comment. No, I call Ron Paul a dark horse. He is a dark horse out of nowhere, you know, 4 years in the U.S. Senate, before that, the state Senate. Time will tell, though. Time always gives us the indicators in an investigation. Frankly, I think it's all part of a larger psyop to endear people to Barack Obama, but I'm not sure of that. I'm only 60%. Let's go ahead and play this bizarre Fox News clip. Now, on the heels of this weekend, one of the Fox News pundits comes out and calls him Obama. She goes, Obama, you know, I think it's good if he gets assassinated. Ladies and gentlemen, if I said I thought it was good that somebody be assassinated, I would be arrested, not in days, in hours. And by the way, I've had the Secret Service in my life twice. They were just here 3 months ago, 3 months and 2 weeks ago. I know, because they were here the day I was at the hospital and my wife gave birth to another child, and I had to deal with that. But Fox News can run around, and they were here because of somebody posting on the message board. So it's just asinine that we would see Fox News and Hillary saying these type of things. Let's go ahead and play the brazen Fox News psyop. This is clearly staged. Here it is.
And now we have what some are reading as a suggestion that somebody knock off Obama. Well, both, we could.
talk about how you really feel. But do you really think...
Play that again.
And now we have what some are reading as a suggestion that somebody knock off Obama. Well, both, we could.
Yeah, both would be good. Knock off both. Saying we need to kill Osama bin Laden and Barack Obama. Total psyop. Make of that what you will. I mean, this is a threat. Is it an internal fight between the elites? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD, PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Wake up, Protestant America! There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasms in the classroom.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., 4 hours live. We've expanded a transmission to 4 hours. Very thankful to all the AM and FM affiliates that carry the show. All listeners listening to those stations need to be sure and support those local sponsors and those stations. And I appreciate you doing that. The money bomb, let me say a few words about that, and then I'm going to get into some other issues. Very important news. The money bomb, you know, I learned about this about 2.5 weeks ago. And the fellow that originally started the money bomb for Ron Paul is the fellow that started it. He's the one that came up with the idea, built the website. And I was kind of reticent on it because I don't really ask for money on this show. I don't have a history of that. I have not refused donations when they've come in before, and they've certainly made a lot of what we do here possible. But I try to have sponsors and sell books and videos to support what we're doing. But I have come to the conclusion and the understanding that I do need more capital to really effectively fight the New World Order at another level. I mean, with what we've been given by God through, you know, the people of this country and the world, through Providence, I think we've been really good stewards. We have done a lot. And I have been somebody who is singularly focused, as I've talked about. My car's got nails in the tires, I've just noticed, and it's bald. In fact, I'm going to sense my it from the office today. They go get those rotated and changed and or nails pulled. The point is, I haven't gotten a haircut in 3 months. I got to go get one. I haven't washed my car in probably a year and a half. I'm not into that type stuff. I mean, almost to the point of being a slob. I'm not even interested in so much good food and worldly things. I mean, more and more, I'm not saying I'm like some pious person. I don't like I'm trying to be pious or stoic, but I am. I mean, I literally am totally committed. All I think about, basically, is fighting the New World Order, resisting the New World Order, understanding the New World Order's programs, and loving my family. Deep, deep, deep love, which then spreads to everybody else. I mean, when I told the story Sunday, driving down South Congress to get on I-35 and go to the radio studio where I do the Sunday show out of, and I was stuck in traffic looking at well-meaning yuppies and families and people down on SoCo, as they call it, all the restaurants and shops. They were just happy. They looked like children and really enjoying the 95-degree summer day, sitting in the shade, drinking pina coladas, whatever they were doing. Just life was good for them. And they had no idea that overhanging them was the New World Order, or that, like sand out of an hourglass, the dollar is imploding around them and their future economically imploding, and what's made the country great is disappearing. And that they had no idea around them FEMA camps were being built, or that biological weapons programs on a huge eugenics operation is poisoning and hurting them, or that they're being sprayed, that their water's being poisoned. And I just looked at their faces, and I go between disgusted, sardonic amazement that they don't realize what's happening, but mainly that's fading away, and just sadness. I mean, I see cops, and I don't hate them when I see them searching some car or shoving somebody around or, you know, with the body language of dominance around scared women. I just feel sorry for them, men who will never discover what it is to really be a warrior or a man, men who will never discover their, quote, loving side. They're kind of stuck at a 13, 14-year-old level of just thinking dark rage and hatred is strength, and it's not. It's only one component of a larger male program that we have genetically built into us. Because through love comes strength that is much stronger than just some, you know, manly, I'm a stud rage. Willing to sacrifice yourself, willing to not care what people think about you because you love people. And that doesn't mean when people think about you then hurts you, but you can deal with it because you love people so much. It's because you don't even care anymore. I don't even know how to explain it. I just know what they're locked into, most of them, and they're missing out on life, and I feel sorry for them. I was trying to get off into the money bomb, and now I've diverted off into other issues. The point is, I didn't come up with this money bomb, but I'm not going to have it sit there and be a failure with my name attached to it. And so I ask you, the listeners, this Saturday to give to it. We're now like 5 days away from it, 4 days away from it starting. It'll start midnight, Friday night into Saturday morning. And I hope you will give via PayPal. I hope you will give. You can also write to us via check, and we'll add that in over the weekend and have the announcement on Monday. We'll try to update it Saturday. I need to be, I guess, in conference with Mr. Nordstrom's, who's running it, so that we can be updating that hour by hour. We're going to have a 1-800 number here at the office. You can call in case they try to do something with the PayPal or other things. There's been snafus. We're seeing a lot of dirty tricks in association with this. The establishment is very upset by this money bomb. They really turned a lot of their disinfo people loose on us. And so that shows me that it worries them, not just that we would get capital, but that the idea that money bombs would continue and the idea that people would give to the liberty cause, knowing that it's not going to be a silver bullet, it's not going to save the world, but that idea is. I mean, it upsets the establishment that Ron Paul broke all records, raising $6.7 million in one day off small donations. He didn't just break the records, he broke the record with small donations, which is unprecedented. It wasn't Lockheed Martin and David Rockefeller and DynCorp giving the money. So My point is that for people criticizing me on my own message board, on my own comment section on Infowars.com in the post in there, and we let you do it, is that we're not the government coming and making you give your money. We don't come and take your labor, symbolized by the currency, the fiat currency, and we don't go and use it to enslave you and control you. And so any attacks against our money bomb are asinine. A, it wasn't my idea. It's grassroots, but I am behind it. B, we are the best stewards and the most effective, doesn't mean we're perfect, against the New World Order for our size and what we do. It's amazing what we've been able to do thanks to your help. Symbiotic interface between myself and the listeners, the activists around the world. And C, let me see, A is the point that, a lot of points, but you know, A is the point that we're not making to get the money. B, we're good stewards. And C, this is upsetting people. This is making the New World Order mad. It sends a strong message. I mean, how dare people who are patriotic and fighting the globalists and fighting attacking Iran and fighting the New World Order, how dare we? How dare we raise capital? You know, only the Red Cross can raise money and then give it to gun control groups. And then, of course, you could say, D, this show has supported Gun Owners of America and hemp legalization groups and every activist group you can imagine we have on this show a couple times a week, and they solicit donations, support, members, help. We are a platform, a clearinghouse to magnify and build up others. I've, in the past especially, tried to have all the other talk show hosts on, even from other networks. But unfortunately, they're a little more worldly than I am, and they usually try to attack me on my own show or use it to go ahead. It always saddens me and hurts me because it dims our chances of beating the New World Order, but I have to kind of sequester ourselves and isolate ourselves to a certain extent so that there is some purity of our message, because so many others are not trustworthy and are treacherous. But you, the people, are so amazingly pure, and I commend you for what you've done. To try to start a TV show on Dish Network, try to develop that, is going to be very expensive, and I was going to do it, and that would destroy any reserves we have. I'd like to keep some reserves so we can run the business for 5-6 months if money was cut off, or if we were set up or charged or attacked or you name it, if, God forbid, I was killed, so that the mission can go on. We're like a foundation. A foundation that has not solicited capital. And why shouldn't we solicit capital? So, all the more reason to support it because it's being attacked. All the more reason to try to be able to hire more people so that we're not all of us working 18 hours a day, 16 hours a day, 12 hours a day. So we can be more effective. And InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, big links on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And there's a PayPal link up there now, but try not to give until Friday night, Saturday. Saturday I will be doing a live show just on the internet streams, not on Genesis or the AM and FM dial, but any stations that want to get the internet stream and play it are welcome to. From 8 to midnight, Central Standard Time, coming up this Saturday. I will be in here doing a money bomb. We'll have some guests on, too. I'm not going to just sit there and, like some, I mean, you know, NPR, National Petroleum Radio, created by the Rockefellers, who literally own the Federal Reserve and issue the currency. They're allowed to beg for money, and that's a good thing, they say. Or people give for, to have classical music on locally, or people give to all these other groups. They give to preachers so they can have $50,000 marble toilets, that's one case, or own their own lakes or make hundreds of millions a year. I have committed that even though I'm not 501c3 and your donations are not going to be tax exempt, Because if we did that, that would bring federal control in. At least the money you give me, little taxes are going to be paid because it's all going to go into not a fancy office, but a big enough office so we're not like a submarine sitting on top of each other. Anybody who's been to this office has seen it. 2,300 square feet, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people working in it. Yeah. A big enough radio studio just so I can get more than one guest in here and I can actually walk around them during the breaks instead of having to bump into them. Better cameras, quicker computers, better editing systems to put out more people. But, I mean, this money bomb, the way it's shaping up, it'll probably bring in $60,000, $70,000. That doesn't even, that won't even, I mean, that won't pay for overhead for 1 month. All right, I've already digressed here. So for all of those pulling their hair out and screaming with hatred, you know, saying that we shouldn't be able to raise capital or be here, I don't think they're living in the real world. It's easy to go on a MySpace and post a video of yourself sitting on your couch saying you hate me and why do I even sell things? You haven't had employees. You haven't had computers. You haven't had rent. You haven't had cameras. I mean, just going to Bilderberg with three camera guys, that is going to cost, I don't know, I haven't added it up. Don't you want us to go cover Bilderberg? That is going to cost, I don't know, the plane tickets were like $500 a piece. That's $2,000. And the hotel, it'll probably be about $6,000 to $8,000, maybe more. To go and cover that and bring you that. I mean, that's an example right there. And we don't go on many trips a year, and believe me, I don't like it. You know, I turn down every day speaking engagements. We'll pay you $10,000 to come to New York and speak. Nope, sorry, not doing it. We'll pay you $20,000 to come to L.A. and speak. Nope. My goal is not piling up Federal Reserve notes that are depreciating. I don't even have time to try to buy some little 20-acre farm or something. I've got 5 acres out in the middle of nowhere that came through family that I didn't even try to get, that I guess I could go out on when they release the bird flu or whatever they're going to do. I'm so busy fighting the New World Order, and I know all this is coming, that I don't even spend time protecting my own family and getting ready. You know what? I said I'd get into the global tax. Here's the kind of news that was in the papers this weekend. They rule the world. A shadowy organization is in power, and it's made up of very, very rich. And I couldn't believe this when I saw it this weekend. The Washington Post has attended every Bilderberg group, Jane Graham and then now her son. They have attended every Bilderberg group meeting since the 50s. They have denied it existed. Now they have come out and admitted that Bilderberg runs the world and that it's a good thing and that they know best. Doesn't matter, though. I will still be told, and I'm a kook, and it doesn't exist on radio interviews I do. Every week I do interviews with hostile hosts who say I'm crazy and there's no such thing as an elite. Very childlike to deny that. That's like a child not believing there's death until they watch their grandparents die. And they admit that the Bilderberg Group and the Bohemian Grove are the two dominant groups, and they whitewash it and say it's a wonderful thing. And the headline, they rule the world. See, not you. And guess who works for them? The brainwashed, dumbed-down cops. I talk about the cops all day because that's tyranny's coming to your door, and that's who it's going to be. And I wish to God they wouldn't be instruments of their own destruction, cut off their own noses despite their face. I only want good for you, police. I want you to have a great life and do well and your children to do well. Live long and prosper, as they say. But you're in a myopic tunnel vision power trip, and just, I don't see anything stopping it. And I'm sad for you. Because I wish I had ways of convincing you, ways of showing you the facts. I mean, to know this, to read all the documents, to be totally informed on this, to have understanding, deep understanding, and to be able to wake up tens of millions, but that's not enough. It's not fast enough. It's the weight of this is set in motion. And then to have the British government, every adult in Britain should be forced to carry a carbon ration cards, says MPs. This is already being implemented in San Francisco, in big cities all over Canada. It's already coming to Austin, Texas. But see, they don't tell you what it is as you do it. Oh, there's a city tax on your car now. There's a city tax on bigger houses now. There's a city tax for the earth. Hey, it doesn't do anything about the real environmental crises we face. See, they destroy the earth, and then they give you false solutions for it. One-child policies, all of it. Watch Endgame. Made predominantly about a year ago, released 7 months ago. Everything I said in there is now happening now. See, it's happening faster and faster. We're going to come back, talk about this, and a lot more. Then Joe Rogan's going to be on with us, ladies and gentlemen. Very interesting individual. Stay with us.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Most do not know that their minds have been conquered in the war arena of sexual perversion called homosexuality. And most do not know of what was called the War Conference held in Warrenton, Virginia in February of 1988. It was attended by 175 sexual pervert leading activists representing homosexual groups from across America. They had a war goal, according to the writings of marketing expert Paul E. Radu of Regent University. That war goal was, quote, to force acceptance of homosexual culture into the mainstream, to silence opposition, and ultimately to convert American society, end quote. Three things have been done to you in this war to get you to accept this disgusting sin. To know what they are, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. Two of the sex perverts in the war planning were Harvard graduates and of exceptional high IQ, and they had unique training. If you want to know about them, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. Together, these two sex perverts wrote a book called After the Ball, How America Will Conquer Its Fear and Hatred of Gays in the 90s. It's all quite a story. We tell it at AnotherUntoldStory.com. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Tyrannies have inevitably sought, in every case, to criminalize the general public, to make the upright criminals so that the system has a pretext to persecute them. In the closing chapters of the tyranny, before it consumes itself, as it always does, they then get rid of any pretext of the general public being involved in crimes, to seize their homes, to take their sons and daughters into chattel slavery. And that's all this global carbon tax is. Carbon is good. It's what plants breathe. They then exhale, put off oxygen that animal life breathes. Water, sun, carbon dioxide, oxygen are the four basic building blocks of life on terra firma. That is this standard sun and the third rock out from it that orbits it, this blue jewel. So they are now making you the enemy, according to their own CFR documents. They say this is to make humanity the enemy. The state will be directed by the, quote, wise men to wage war against you, and you will be trained to be the enemy. You will be given certain carbon credits. They will then be reduced and restricted each year, just like they reduce and restrict the emissions from cars each year until it's impossible to follow. And it's all about regulation and tax. They won't do anything real for the environment, stopping cutting down rainforest, stopping overfishing in some of the oceans. They will not stop genetic engineering, open air, things that really are causing problems. They can create a Andromeda strain type situation. In fact, the different scientists we've interviewed, Nobel Prize winners and others, say that is a probability, something like the Andromeda strain, which has been remade. Not a nanotech itself could do that. Fission fusion, cyclotrons, all of this that makes the A-bomb look like Tinker Toy. So they take your well-founded concern for your environment, and they make humans the enemy. They will then direct it. Now, you think people just get shows because they look good or can speak well? No. Listen to the BBC propaganda here, how it's all framed like it's fun. It's neat. You're going to make money off of this. Boy, can we get this? You know, is this new toy available? Or is this Cabbage Patch doll, you know, sold out? You know, oh, can we get this? Oh, too bad. Oh, how long till we can have this? See, this total enslavement, listen to how it's phrased. Listen to this.
Would you live in a greener lifestyle if you could make money from it?
That may be possible if a government proposal for personal carbon emissions allowances is implemented under the scheme.
Stop it right there. Back it up a few seconds. Would you live a greener lifestyle if you could make money? This is how they always sell everything. You're going to make money, and then what you get is bureaucrats controlling you in your house, inspecting, regulating, CPSing your children, taxing everything you can do, banning everything you can imagine, banning outdoor barbecue pits, banning outdoor heaters. That's already happened in Europe in many areas. Total control, making you the enemy. Now listen to this deception. Go back. Play it again.
Would you live in a greener lifestyle if you could make money from it?
That may be possible if a government proposal for personal carbon emissions allowances is implemented under the scheme. Everyone in the UK would be allocated an annual carbon allowance.
Stored electronically, rather like a supermarket loyalty card, points would be deducted every time we buy or use non-renewable energy. For example, using electricity to power appliances in the home.
Or travelling somewhere by plane.
Or even buying petrol for your car on the forecourt.
Now, any points left over could then be sold back.
Let's stop right there. Later, after our three guests are gone today, I'm going to get back into this. Remember, I told you to buy and sell, you're going to have a card. Everything is going to be taxed. It's going to track everything you do. Even cash will have RFID and track what you do. How did I know? Defense Department said that 10 years ago, 11 years ago. You understand? Remember, now you're hearing everything I told you being publicly announced.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.